Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today I am going to be having Amber and Destiny on, so as soon as they get on, I'll start the show. Hello, Destiny, how are you?
Hey.
How are you?
How are you?
Still waiting for Amber, so whenever she calls in.
Do what?
I'm still waiting for Amber. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just been relaxing lately.
Great. You want to talk about your team in the meanwhile?
What do you want to know about my team?
Just anything, really. I mean, you could just talk about it for a little bit until she calls in.
Well, I already told you we got a few new members. And we're supposed to be going out to Pitcher and stuff here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
That abandoned ghost town.
Right.
We're just waiting for the weather to warm up.
Yeah.
So are you going to go on any investigations?
We'll see. We'll see how the weather permits. And, I'll have to look at, as far as what I have planned up, and I'll take it from there. I'll just wait for Amber to call, and I just message her. So we'll see what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what is, what do you have, plan for your group as far as events? Do you have any events coming up?
No, not really. I'm thinking about getting stuff put together. I don't know right now.
Right.
It seems like events are kind of dying down in the paranormal field, at least in Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, goes through it. Ups and downs, so we'll see.
Yeah. I was reading that,
Hello, Amber, how are you?
Sorry.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you doing?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I am actually driving through the country. I'm so sorry about that. We had a couple of photo shoots tonight. I'm not doing a theater thing, so it just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm just staying along with you.
Bye.
Hi. I'm Destiny.
Hey. So if you want to stay along, fine. Whatever you want to do is fine.
Yeah, I can stay online. And actually, I'm not doing Rocky Horror tonight, so... If you want me to stay on longer, I can totally stay on. So.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Whatever you want. Amber, first off, you want to talk a little bit about yourself, about, what you do with your team?
Yeah. Well, I'm with ASPS. I am their equipment tech manager. Let's see. that all entails, like, if anything breaks, I'm the one who will typically be the one to go fix it. I do all of the computers for research and stuff like that. Typically when we go, like, on an investigation or something, I go, an hour or so early so that I can go set up everything, like cameras,
right,
where we're dropping digis and stuff like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, now, when you get to the location. How do you, is there a certain way you position like the cameras to get the best possible evidence?
I typically stick to the corners of the room if I can to try and pan out everything. I try not to know about stuff beforehand, like what has the most activity, but when I'm setting up cameras, I kind of have to know which rooms are notorious for stuff. That way I know, because we've only got 8 cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing a bigger place, I need to know where the activity is. That way I can set them up accordingly.
So has anything been moved while you've set up?
Actually, we had Dennis from CPR with us this past time, and we had one of his cameras set up outside, and it tipped. It changed positions on us.
Huh.
Yeah, that one.
What's the best evidence you all have ever caught?
What is the best evidence? We are actually still going through evidence, but the last time they went out to Del Nemus, I think it's Plantation, it was so crazy. Listening over, like, you can hear drum beats and chanting, like Indians or like slave chants or something like that, and it's really intense.
Huh. Did you get much history on the police before you went out?
I don't know the history of it. We do have a historian who knows the location well, and we actually, Del Nemus is our training grounds, I guess you'd say. But he knows all of it, and I think, I can't remember the history of the place. Sorry to be a letdown on that one.
Wow. So, now, do you do the photography while you're there on location?
Do what?
Do you do the photography there on the way while you're on location?
Photography, is that what you said?
Yeah, do you, like, take photos?
I'm sorry, it's cutting out.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I know you're a photographer, so do you take pictures while you're there, and, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'll take pictures of the location, like, right when I get there. That way I have, you know, some personal, just pretty pictures, I guess. Not exactly trying to catch anything at that point. I do carry a camera on me to take pictures just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any psychic abilities?
I am sensitive to seeing things, hearing things, and sometimes I get smells, and I've been touched a couple times, but it's mostly seeing. Like at Del Nemus, we were downstairs in the basement, and I saw this face peeking out, and I was like, guys, do you see this? Like, there's a face right there. Oh, it was intense. Like, it was somebody shorter. They had, like, coffee-toned skin, and it looked like their hair was either pulled back or cropped really, really short.
Wow.
Have you ever used your gifts to help somebody personally?
I'm kind of new to the scene, actually. So, like, I haven't really done much.
Well, because some people, you know, with them seeing them, sometimes, you know, they can hear the spirits and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Really, really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where I am.
I said some people, you know, they can see them and they can hear them and stuff, and I just didn't know if you were able to do that other than what you had stated.
Are we getting any interference?
Huh?
Wait. I think we lost her.
Lost her?
Yeah. So she'll probably call back in. Hold on. There she is. Sometimes it does that. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, she is. Sorry about that.
Hey, sorry. I went through a dead zone.
That's cool.
So you
sometimes
really
blog talk messes up on the phone.
You must be really out there, huh?
Well, I'm about to be at a stopping area so I can sit and talk and won't have to worry about that.
So you're out there in I-95, huh?
I-95? No, I'm actually out in Warrenton, Virginia. Out in the middle of freaking nowhere. Literally nowhere. There is
okay.
Nothing out here.
Is that on the west side of I-95 then?
I don't know what I came off of. We went, I think we came off of 95 maybe.
I don't know.
And now I'm on like Broad Run Church. Like it.
Okay.
It
yeah.
kind of looks like the
you
road
know,
from Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. You know what I always
so have you ever
weird. What's that?
I was going to ask her if she's ever gotten any anomalies while doing photo shoots.
Oh, okay.
Anomalies. Oh, yes. Like stuff that I can't describe as a lens flare or a bug. I got at Hollywood Cemetery. I was taking pictures, like not trying to catch anything again. That's the best time to get stuff. Taking a picture of my friends up on the pyramid. And behind them, you can see a guy, looks like he's holding a messenger bag and, like, wearing one of the little flat caps, like some kind of Civil War outfit or something like that.
Hmm.
Pretty crazy. And then the other thing that I caught was, I think it was in Riverside Cemetery, and it looks like there's a person or an animal sitting on a bench in the back, like a big black dog or something, sitting on this.
What was the city you went to? It wasn't Jamestown. It was what was it called? You were talking about it with me earlier.
I still haven't stopped yet, so I'm still cutting in and out.
So, all right. I was talking about Jamestown earlier with you. What was the town that you went to?
I didn't go to Jamestown. Henricus is the one we went to.
What was it?
It was like a river or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Now,
I remember.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, didn't they have when during the witch trials? Now in Virginia, did you ever have to have an experience with that?
With the witch trials?
Yeah,
or,
investigating.
Actually, my mom, she's into the paranormal stuff, too, and there's this house, can't remember whose house it was, of course, but it's her house, and then there's, like, a trail, like a little stone trail or something, where they took her to kill her or something like that for the trial, because they thought she was a witch. And
really?
I haven't been there. My mom has, though. And she bought the book. She wants me to read it.
Yeah. You know what I think is really weird is how, you know, how the witch trials and stuff like that, how, you know, it was kind of interesting to kind of learn about it and to find out. You know, how many real witches were actually accused in it, you know?
Yeah, it makes you wonder,
probably
doesn't
like zero.
It? Like, how many of them were
probably,
innocent?
You know, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know how far south they went, so, I mean, I don't, you know. Because, I mean, I don't really get to investigate any locations where, you know, that kind of thing went on, because I know that, you know, what, like, I don't know, well, like, there's Jamestown. I mean, how much of Virginia was settled in the 1600s?
I have no idea. Ryan,
yeah,
the co-host, he's a history buff, so he'd probably,
yeah,
know about that better than I.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because I know what it was like. Virginia was settled, and then Massachusetts was settled.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't think, like, a part of Canada. I don't know. Like, so I don't know. You know. You know what would be really cool is to, like, I don't know, like, you know, like Lost Colony of Roanoke. That'd be really
cool.
Lost
Colony of Roanoke. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool to do an
investigation. That's a crazy story right there.
Yeah. Whatever happened to them, you know, a disease or aliens or who knows.
It's funny. If you look at paintings through history, they do have little UFO-type deals up in them. Some of them.
Yeah.
Even some of the hieroglyphs and stuff do, too.
Yeah. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, one of the theories,
yeah,
I heard on a Roanoke was they think there's some sort of what's the best way to describe it? Like, if you were taken to an alternate dimension, that everything else would be left behind. Like, they believe that in some of the mountain ranges and stuff in the United States, when people go missing for years, that they somehow,
yeah,
went through a time warp. And some people have even come back claiming to be the people who went missing.
Yeah. Well, funny, we just had people contact us to be on our radio show for, they have missing time, they have implant, they sent us the x-rays of their arms and stuff, and there's this little dark thing that looks like, you know, an implant, and that's what they think it is. And it's crazy.
Hmm. Yeah, well, like, I know, like, in, well, let me ask you this question. Now, have you ever done any investigations in a place that has, like, a high concentration of, like, minerals or deposits of, like, zinc or granite,
quartz.
I don't think we have. I've done Henricus and Del Nemus. I don't think they have. I don't know.
Yeah, what was it? There's a town there, like in Virginia. I don't remember the name of it, but it's somewhere near it's south of Roanoke, Virginia, but I don't remember. It's somewhere up in the mountains, because I was there, and I couldn't believe, because that was actually kind of cool to be in the mountains for the first time in my life, but well, I don't remember the name of the town, but it's really haunted. I'll have to send you a link.
Ooh.
To it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's really cool. I mean, this is not paranormal, but, you know, I just like when it, like when there's, like, ice, you know, it's kind of weird how the ice kind of freezes on the side of the mountains. Just got to...
Oh, being up on the side of the mountain?
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool.
I used to climb. I went up on Old Rag. I think it was absolutely fantastic. Like 360 view around you.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
So what's your view on cryptozoology and stuff?
Do what?
I said, what's your views on cryptozoology?
What? Sorry, I'm trying to navigate and talk. Cryptozoology. My ex was really, really into it. I believe there could be stuff out there, like Bigfoot and stuff like that. Because you can't say that everything that exists now is all that there is, because there are new creatures every day discovered. So it could be. It could be stuff like that out there.
Have you ever investigated the claims of Bigfoot sightings in Virginia?
I have not. Not personally. We've talked about it. I don't know if we're actually going to do it, but we've talked about investigating that kind of stuff to see if we can find anything, which would be awesome, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you guys say? I believe
pretty much
the same thing you just said.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is
just
out there.
Try.
I don't know.
They
I really
science
need to, like...
know more about space than our own planet.
Yeah. That's like saying we're the only beings out there. Like, is Earth. You can't honestly believe that, you know, in probably thousands of solar systems, we're the only planet with life on it.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot on science news websites and stuff, all the planets that they're discovering that can either harbor life or is harboring life.
Yeah, I read something on that. It was really interesting how... Yeah, well, I guess these scientists were figuring out if we were just some computer program and some aliens' computer.
Sorry.
That was messed up. It's like, wow.
Was it Alienware?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Some aliens. That was messed up. Yeah, I mean, I like to do, like ancient society / conspiracy
like Masons
theory.
And
yeah.
Like
close friend
of
ours
type thing.
Skull and bones and...
Yeah. Well, there's a place in South Florida I wanted to go to. It's, there's one in Georgia, too, but there's a mound near, like, Lake Okeechobee that I wanted to go to, that I guess, like, there was, like, you know, theories about how the Mayans were in Florida, and I wanted to go look at it, because it was kind of cool. I know that they said that the Mayans, I guess they discovered some Mayan artifacts in the Florida Keys, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know, but I wanted to go look at it. It looks cool.
There were a few expeditions from Europe and stuff where the people leading them probably came in contact with Mayans and stuff in Mexico and, you know, were bringing it back around Florida. Also, the Vikings, before anybody really settled here, were trading with Indians and other tribes here in America, so... It could have been from trading. It could have been from anything.
And then the white man had to come and just be like, hey, our land now.
Yeah.
White people, you suck.
I'll say that's something. Now, when you have your equipment, what would you say would be probably the most useful piece of equipment that you've used to date?
Honestly, the most useful piece of equipment would be the Digi.
And what exactly is a Digi?
I think. Digital recorder. The ones we have.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, you pop the top, and it plugs right into your computer. It has a little USB port, and it it's just your little handheld digital recorder for audio and stuff.
Hmm. Wow.
I've been wanting to get one. I just never really think about it.
I mean, they have some cheap ones out there for, you know, $15-$20. Going to do the same thing, if not more, because with the cheaper ones, you probably have a little bit of white noise built into it.
Yeah, the recorder I got was $30.
I mean, I think we've got, I think, 5 or 6 of them, and then I've got 2 analog ones with the tapes, like the little cassettes. And I also, with my handheld camera, I have a tape one. I'm living in the old school, man.
Right. Yeah, I know some people still use, like, the film cameras and a digital camera to kind of compare.
Well, with film, if you're using a film camera to take pictures, there's a major difference. You can get a much higher resolution with film if you're using, say you get the film developed, you can still use the negatives, and if you scan them into the computer, they're freaking huge. They're freaking huge files. And it's probably beyond most of, well, maybe not now, but when I was first starting out and doing that kind of thing, probably 8 years ago, we didn't have very high megapixel cameras then,
right.
Not digital anyway. So it was a lot better to use the a film camera.
Mm.
I don't know what the highest rate they're running now for megapixels is.
I think last time I checked was like 22.
Jesus. That's huge.
Yeah, I think it was like 22. You know, and then they're going to have, like, 16-megapixel iPhone camera now.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, what's cool about having an iPhone, they have FLIR out for iPhone 5 now.
Really?
It's $300 for the FLIR setup. 1,000? I think it is. I can't remember. But with the iPhone set up for FLIR, you get the thermal imaging, and I think there's another thing you can do with it. But, I mean, freaking thermal imaging through an iPhone? Hell yeah.
Yeah. So what town are you in now?
Do what?
So what town are you in now?
Oh, I'm sitting in Warrenton. I'm in... I had to drop my friend off to her photographer's place because they're doing a photo shoot all day tomorrow. And so I'm just sitting in the driveway.
That way
I can talk to you guys uninterrupted.
No,
I was about to ask, what's the scariest situation you've been in while investigating, whether it was paranormal or not?
The scariest situation. Paranormal or not, is what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I had a freaking head injury. At Bell Nemus, I was coming up the stairs, and it's a very, very low door frame. And I hit my head so hard that I saw black for a minute, and I was on the ground. And, God, the headache from that, man. For a second, I thought I really did damage something. I guess that's probably the scariest. other than that, at Bell Nemus, we were sitting in a room and we kept hearing footsteps outside and no one was there, which is pretty spooky.
Hmm. So you, like,
what were
so
you guys
not
say, Chris?
So you're not that far from Washington, D.C. right now, right?
Right. I'm pretty far up there. I think D.C. might be 20, 30 minutes away.
Yeah. I remember when I went to D.C. Place is freaking crazy in the morning.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Okay. I was trying to remember. What was the name of the town? Bristol? I think it was the name of the town.
Crystal City?
Something like that, yeah.
I actually have a friend going out to D.C. soon.
Really?
Yeah.
It's expensive and the traffic is horrible. Why
Well, she's going for the Tourette's thing out there.
Tourette's thing?
The Tourette's awareness or something like that, because she has Tourette's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. So, now, what states have you investigated in?
Just Virginia.
Just Virginia? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that everything that's there.
The big one I want to do before they turn it into a hotel is Waverly Hills in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. I know a few people who have investigated there, and they love it. They always talk about how they want to go back.
Oh, I want to go so bad.
I want to go, too. I've been to Boonville, but that's about
Where
it.
Where is that?
Huh?
Where is that?
I can't really say, but since we're friends on Facebook, I can talk to you more about it.
Okay.
It's one of those hush-hush places.
Oh, I got you. We've got a couple of places that are hush-hush. Like, Belnemus is privately owned, and the only reason we get in is our historian, Ryan, is friends with one of the people that owns it.
Yeah, we can only say the name of the, like, what it is or the name of the town. We can't say both together.
I gotcha.
Have you ever done investigations in West Virginia?
Say what?
Have you ever gone into West Virginia?
West Virginia? No.
No,
I mean,
Washington.
If I really wanted to, I have family in West Virginia, so I could go up there.
Yeah. Where is the Mothman? Now, have you ever done anything like on the Mothman in West Virginia?
On what?
Like the Mothman in West Virginia.
Oh, dear Lord. I got to go through Point Pleasant. I went and ate at the Mothman Diner.
Awesome. That's a very interesting place, West Virginia. It's such weird place. Like, it's like everybody, you walk into like the restaurant and then everyone's like looking at you like, who are these people?
What is this person?
Really?
Well, I mean, I get that a lot because I've got all the metal in my face, the tattoos everywhere. I dress all in black. You know, I'm a weird looking character.
Yeah, we
talked
about that. When I was still investigating with like Kathy and them, like when we were still Society of the Haunted, it was a place I was talking about earlier that I can't say. But we were out there and we were all wearing black, and the waitress comes up to us at the small town and she's like, are y'all in a cult? One of my members is like, yes we are.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I get that kind of thing a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't help either for me. I have multicolored hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to.
Oh, man. It's different up there.
The chocolate I'm eating tastes like booze.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, all right. When you go into an investigation, Is there a certain mindset is there like a certain mindset you bring to an investigation that prepares you?
Always be open-minded. Don't expect anything, because that's when you get let down. Like,
right.
I always take a breather, make sure I'm calm and everything before I go in. And we usually sit and talk, you know, wind down before we go in. Like, we'll go and set everything up, flick all the lights off, and sit outside while the house settles and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just calm and open. There's, I mean, nothing else you can really do, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Make sure to leave your home drama at the door.
What's the strangest people you've encountered while investigating? I said, what's the strangest people you've encountered while investigating?
Strangest people?
Like, yeah, like clients or just in the area that you're at or...
Well, I just don't really have experience with strange people yet. But I've only done 2 big investigations. The first one, I guess there were a couple strange people. Not really strange so much as rude and off-putting.
Yeah.
I guess. I won't mention any names or groups, but there were some people who were not so pleasant. Yeah. They're all with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Well, I got some interesting stories, but they're not appropriate for radio.
Oh, yeah, he's told me. A few of them.
Uh-oh. Hey now, nothing is inappropriate for radio. Come on.
Right?
Look who you're talking to. I peed on the
Howard
air.
Stern.
Like, oh, I wasn't even out. Well. Peed on the air.
Come
for
Chris, you can Howard Stern it.
Howard Stern? I know Jody did like a huge burp on Howard Stern. Jody Parks.
Huh?
Jody Parks, she's a pretty funny lady. She runs one of the radio shows as well. I can't remember which one it is, though. I think it's Terrify, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're an interesting group. Howard Stern. Is Howard Stern even around still?
Howard
yes.
Stern, yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do to Howard Stern?
Nothing is off limits on his radio show. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's why he's on Saturday.
But anyway. FCC got him.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, no, I've heard some of the paranormal radio shows get pretty, you know, wild.
Oh, I'm
well, we
can
actually
as hell.
Do this on here, actually, you know. Now that you mention that, I think actually this radio show is actually mature.
Has what?
The radio show we're doing is actually set to a mature rating.
Mine is?
Yeah, so.
Well, you got me on there, so it's...
Yeah, that's right.
I'm the wild child, and then Ryan's the calm, cool, collected part. Yeah, I don't really have a filter half the time, so we had to up the maturity level for that one.
Right. Hey. So,
what's the most beautiful place you've investigated?
I'm going to have to say Belle Nemus so far. We're only two investigations in this year, I believe. Yeah, two. I think we did one back in January and then one in February. We were supposed to be heading to St. Albans, I believe. Ryan, myself, and Rhonda from Transcend will be going to New Orleans at some point. I want to go to New Orleans so bad. Oh, yeah.
New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New Orleans.
Hmm.
I love that Creole accent. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, at home I cook Creole food. Yeah, we sometimes do.
I'm still pretty, still kind of stuck on a couple places.
Like where?
Oh, London.
Like the house that can't count Saint Germain.
Yeah. Stuck on
I really want to investigate Athens too. Athens, Ohio.
Really? Oh, that's a, why there?
Huh?
Why there?
The university and stuff is like right in the middle of the pentagram, and there's all kinds of crazy activity that goes on out there. I think it's like there are cemeteries that make the circle, and then there are government buildings that make up the points on the star, and then the university is right in the center of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've heard that in Virginia there is a place, Chatham Hall, and I'm not sure what's gone on there, but I stayed there for about 3 or 4 years for a camp, like a summer camp I was doing. I don't remember there being much activity. Like, you'd hear stuff in the halls, but beyond that, I don't know what else is out there. Our leader, Howard, was talking about it. I don't know what's out there, though. I want to say it's in, like, Danville, Virginia,
right.
Towards North Carolina, like, right on that border. Don't quote me. I may be wrong. I'm horrible at geography.
Well, you know, it'd be pretty cool is to do like a. I always wanted to go investigate in Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
What's in Jamaica?
There's a place
draw,
called
man.
Kingston.
Jamaican me crazy.
Called...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I went there.
No, I wanted to investigate
she
Kingston
did a funny.
Hall.
I think Haiti would be a good place to investigate. Yeah, I was gonna say,
it'd
if it
crazy.
Wasn't such a bad place to go to, like Haiti or Egypt, but I've heard horror stories for the tourists that go
yeah, man.
To those kind of places.
Yeah, they got... voodoo doctors over there, man. They're like, you know, mess with them, man. It's like,
oh, hey, you might have that. The bad thing is voodoo people always get the bad rap. People who practice it, the first thing you think of is somebody with chicken bones and blood and stuff that's going to try to put a curse on you.
Yeah, it's like you know how like you have like a mob and you have to like buy protection from them. Yeah, you basically as the voodoo people go around, they're like, you got to buy protection. From what? From me. Like, okay, here you go, voodoo guy. Just leave me alone. It's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, they always say do not leave any part of yourself, no hair, fingernail clipping, nothing, in a place where there's, like, say, Indians or
Definitely
anybody who practices magic.
PSI team
like that.
With you. Click them.
Wow. So have you investigated any like Civil War battlefields?
No. We're supposed to be going to the Exchange Hotel, which was a, I believe, Civil War hospital. And I've heard there's a lot of activity there. But I have yet to go there. But there's a lot there.
Yeah. You know where there's a lot of activity is where it's near Orlando. There's a place called Casadega, Florida, and I know like all these people like go investigate there because they think like the energy brings in this vortex where ghosts, where spirits can travel through, you know, the dimensional portal of life and death, and they're like, they all like go there and they try to like go around the town investigating. It's pretty weird. There's a train.
I've always wanted to go to the fucking Bermuda Triangle.
I know.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that before. That'd be sweet. Have you heard anything else on the underwater pyramid, Chris?
No.
Underwater pyramid. Yeah, they were saying something about that they thought there was an underwater pyramid out in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh wow.
See, I'm way out of all the loop and stuff. Like I don't have internet, I don't watch TV, don't read the news, nothing. So I'm out of everything.
How do you get the you just have a phone?
Yeah, I just use my phone. I mean I have my laptop but I don't have internet so it's not really doing anything except like I use it for going over evidence and stuff like that.
Mm.
I have a question. You could do both. What celebrity and historical figure that's deceased would you love to pick up on while investigating?
That is a good one. It'd be fan-fucking-tastic, pardon my language, but if I go to New Orleans and pick up, like, you know, Marie Laveau or something like that, I think that would be sweet.
Right. I think it'd be awesome to, like, pick up on, like, Jimi Hendrix and be like, you know, give me a sign, Jimmy, and then, like, you start smelling weed, and you're like, yes. That was cool. Now I'm really, now it's a party, guys.
Well, LSD was more of his thing.
You know, now that you mentioned that, there was like something like someone got sick from LSD or from beef or something like that today.
Huh.
It's pain. Something like, I don't know. Whatever. I'm just not going to eat anymore. Everyone's getting sick from all this food. Poisoning. I don't know. Anyway, so who is your inspirational person what person in the paranormal inspires you and why?
Huh. I don't really think I have an answer for that one. Damn. I lied. Hans Holzer, he is an author and he has many, 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 many cases. I don't even remember how old I was when I first picked up his book, but like I started reading it and was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. And it was like Tales at Midnight or something like that. I was young and started reading that and I was like, I want to do this. Yeah, he's amazing. The books he writes, it's all these different cases, but he changes the names.
Yeah.
Sounds so bad.
Hmm.
He's pretty awesome.
Where do you personally see the paranormal going in the next 5 years?
Well, since, you know, Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures and all that stuff started up, like, people have been getting really, really into the paranormal now. So I think it probably can only get more popular from there. And
well, that being the case, do you see more botched evidence from amateurs, or do you actually see more facts being solidified?
I can't say personally, because there's so many people out there who can mess something up just to for attention, I guess. I mean, our group, we try to steer clear of that, but there have been a couple of cases where we had to throw the evidence out because of some certain stuff. I don't want to say too much there, but I mean, I guess in any group you could find someone, you know, faking stuff or like tossing stuff around just to be like, oh my God, look what I caught. It's so real. I just don't see a point in that, man. Come on now.
I've had people, you know, me up where they get the apps on their phone.
Oh,
telling me all this crazy stuff that they've gotten, and, you know, you have to tell them it's not real, and some of the people are very vehement about it, saying, no, it's real.
Yeah. The only thing I use my phone for, I will set my phone as a static digital recorder, because it's got the voice memo thing on it, and it shows the, God, I can't remember the name, like the voice line thing.
Yeah. I've seen some of the K2 apps and stuff actually match up to the equipment, but other than that, I really haven't seen anything that works.
Yeah, some of the stuff you can get is good, but, like, I don't know if I'd do, like, a Spirit Box app or anything like that, because, I mean, We actually just went over this. We tried out the Spirit Box app, and yeah, it does a continuous scanning radio. Like, you can pick up a digital radio from Radio Shack and mod it to continuously scan so you don't have to hit the button, and you've got yourself a Spirit Box. Like, it just, I don't know if the phone does, like, actual radio stations, or if it's just picking up, like, the
white
internet
noise
stations.
Oh.
Hmm? Oh, no.
Oh, I was saying white noise to some of them. I don't know if it's picking up on white noise from radio signals or generating its own on some of those.
Yeah, that's supposed to use a Faraday pouch, which blocks out outside signals and stuff like that, and blocks static or something like that. Yeah. And we've got.
Have you ever experienced anyone being possessed or you know, having like spiritual
oppression,
like a spiritual, yeah, that's what I mean, oppression.
Not that I know of. The only thing that's come close is my sister when she had night terrors.
Yeah. I've only seen it once in my life, so.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine.
He was, like, semi-possessed.
I've seen it a couple of times.
Kind of weird. It's like, it almost kind of looks like you're stoned, you know, and you're just like standing there, like, and then, like, he snaps back and he's like, what happened? And I'm like, man, you're just like semi-possessed. Like, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. Strange.
I'm sure.
You know, I know that,
Have you ever been
in a
situation where you knew something was malevolent?
Malevolent?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, maybe not so much malevolent. I do have something attached, I believe. And, like, I've woken up with bruises that are clearly finger marks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
One of the times I interacted with this thing, like, I was laying down, getting ready for bed. My boyfriend at the time was laying down next to me. He was asleep. And I was just laying there with my eyes closed, like, fully awake, aware, you know, not in any way, shape, or form asleep because I'm kind of insomnia. Well, I'm laying there, pitch black, eyes closed, and next to me, hear this loud voice say, "Hey!" And I eyes shot open, look over to the side, and there's this man standing, face right next to mine, and I rolled over, woke him up, was like, "There's something in the room." He told me there's not, you know, it's fine, whatever. I look up, the thing's still standing there, like, walked over to the corner of the door or something, like, the corner by the door and stood there and just sat. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing that left the finger marks on me. And actually, I think this week passed, I was making my bed and something fell over across the room. And then when I turned to look and see what it was, there was somebody standing there. And I didn't get a full view of them, but, you know, it was solid. Like, for a second I thought a person was there, I jumped and they were gone. Like, I don't know if it's really
have
malevolent.
Have you tried to do anything to rid yourself of it?
No, because the only bother it's been is, you know, spooking me or bruises. And
yeah.
That's not really enough to make me go, "Hey, fuck off."
Right.
My mom said it was something trying to get my attention, like, "Hey, I'm here, help me," or something like that, so.
All right.
Maybe you should do a session.
I've thought about it. I've had a couple of people offer to cleanse me, too, and I'm like, no, I want to see what this is. I want to know who it is and what they want. And actually, when we were at Henricus, I tried to see if I could get in touch with it. We kept getting a lot of, over the spirit box, we had a lot of "fuck you." When we were asking about male members of the group, they would say "fuck him." I don't know if that was something to us or if it was somebody that was already there. But
what's the craziest interaction you've had on the spirit box?
Oh, definitely the "fuck yous" and the "fuck him." There were those, and
a lot of fucking going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of fucking.
Wow, I never heard really.
The other one we got. Like, there have been direct answers through the spirit box, and it's just like you can't say that wasn't, you know, something interacting with us. Like the when we got the "fuck him" response, it was like, "Oh, so what do you think of Ryan?" And it clearly says, "Fuck him." Like, we're like, okay.
Yeah,
damn.
We had this guy named Johnny who was on our team when we were.
I'm still here.
Okay. Hold on.
Everybody's losing signal at night.
Right? Uh-oh. Anyway, pull me off. I just lost signal, that's all. What kind of equipment do you have that you personally use?
I personally have two analog audio recorders. I have a handheld video recorder. And I use my phone for some stuff as well. I was planning on getting a set with an EMF, a parabolic, and I wanted to get a laser grid for myself and a ghost box, definitely. And I think ghost box is going to be the first piece of equipment I actually invest money in.
I think you should just go all the way and get yourself a flare.
Oh. thought involved getting an upgrade to my phone.
Do it.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a flare. I think that's a flare. It can be a useful piece of equipment, but I don't think it's worth. You know, I think if like if you have the money and you're invested into this and you know all the means to go for it, but I don't think it's like a necessary piece of equipment. You know, everyone needs.
Oh no, it would just be nice to have.
Yeah.
It's a what is it? Thermal imaging, night vision, and something else, I believe.
Yeah.
300 isn't that bad though, for that.
What is? No.
300 for the iPhone one.
No, not bad at all.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Anyways, well, it's 12 o'clock now. I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna end the show now. We have about, it was a great show. It was a cool show. I think an hour was fine. And I'm sorry. Thank you for talking a little longer tonight. I know we had some people cancel tonight, which is fine.
Aww.
But so thank you again for coming on, and thank you for everyone who listened in tonight. We appreciate you listening in. You're welcome. All right, thank you, and you guys, everyone, have a great night. Bye.
Thank you. You too.